ready to turn the page? That's my question to you. Are you ready to turn the page into a new year? Less than 18 hours before we mark the new year here in Michigan and across the eastern seaboard, of course, here in the eastern time zone. Less than 18 hours now until we get there. I don't know what your plans are. Generally, I don't go too far on New Year's Eve. I used to. But had some bad experiences, as you can imagine. Not the greatest night. The night for amateurs, it is. And so I advise you just to be careful. If you go out, that's great. Be careful. Don't drink and drive. You know all the rules. You don't need to hear it from me. But just please be back for when we return in the new year, because we look forward to having you here. Now, what will history say about 2018? What will history say about this year as we turn this page and look forward down the road? How will it be treated? What will be the big stories? According to the Associated Press, the top 10 stories I have here in front of me, and I'm curious what you think about them. So I encourage you to go to stevegruber.com, drop me a note, tell me if this list is accurate or not in your estimation. Because it's always what we do at this time of year. We look back and say, okay, what were the big stories? And I'm going to count them down 10 up. I won't give you the number one story yet. Number 10 on their list is the killing of Jamal Khashoggi by the Saudis, apparently. That's number 10 on their list of top 10 stories from the Associated Press for 2018. Climate change, number 9. And they have to throw this in somewhere. They're required. Somewhere in the leftist journalist handbook, it says you have to talk about climate change and Mother Earth and how we're violating her and how America is bad because America has too much wealth and too many wealthy people and it's just too arrogant and therefore we need to knock them down a peg. But here's how it's written, because I'm taking from the AP story on this, of course. And here's how climate change is written, and I want you to let this soak in, if you will. Worsening natural disasters around the world intensified the focus on climate change. Delegates at a global summit in Poland negotiated an agreement on the next steps to minimize harm. In the U.S., a government report warned of devastating impacts, prompting pushback by President Trump. The truth of the matter is, let me go to another headline over here. Here it is. I knew it was in my pile. 2018 sets an all-time record for a lack of tornadoes. Not a single F4 or F5 recorded unless we have one between now and the end of the year, 18 hours from now, which we will not. So it's the least number of severe tornadoes in American history. These records kept for decades, and we're going to go even farther back. All the way to 1875, because only 10 Americans were killed in the entire country in 2018 as a result of tornadoes. By far the least amount of people killed, and those records go all the way back to 1875 when the population of the country was a fraction of what it is today. So think about that. Far more people, far more opportunities if there were tornadoes for people to die, and yet we set an all-time record for the lack of tornadoes in America, and yet climate change still number 9 on the list from the Associated Press for severe weather. Yes, we had a couple of hurricanes. Yes, we had a couple of bad hurricanes. But compared to other years during the 1950s and other stretches of time, it was an average hurricane year in large part. The California wildfires, number 8 on the list. The most populous state endured an epic year for wildfires, culminating with the devastating November fires occurring simultaneously 450 miles apart. You know, it's natural disaster. The natural disaster they keep pushing in front of us as if it's something new. And it's not. We've talked about fires at length on this program, something I know quite a bit about, having lived in the Western United States, having been involved with the Forest Service and the different National Guards to go out and look at forest fires as a reporter for the NBC News and others. These fires are no more devastating than they've ever been. In fact, they're not as devastating as they have been just in my lifetime, going back to the 1980s and 90s. But in California, there are more people and therefore more people affected. And fires are going through places that are heavily populated now that 25 years ago were nothing more than scrub brush and empty draws. You see, they've gone and built houses in all of these places, and so when you have big fires now, a lot more people are affected because the people are spreading out of, and sprawling out of Los Angeles, for example. Number 7 on the list, and this one I would have put much higher for the year. This one I would have put much higher in the top 2 or 3 stories of the year, but you decide. Again, you can drop me a note at stevegruber.com, and that's the Kavanaugh hearings. Trump nominee Brett Kavanaugh was nearly confirmed to fill a vacancy in the U.S. Supreme Court after explosive Senate hearings on allegations of sexual harassment and assault stemming from his high school and college years. While millions of Americans watched on television, senators heard testimony from Kavanaugh, who denied any wrongdoing, and his accuser, Christine Blasey Ford, who said he attempted to rape her during a party when they were in high school. Kavanaugh's presence on the high court gives it a conservative bloc a 5-4 majority. By the way, it's the first time there's been a conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court since 1936. You think about that for a moment. There hasn't been a conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court since 1936. The simple reason being is FDR got into office in 1933, started appointing justices, was in office for the Democrats were for 20 years, and were able to dictate the direction of the court. Blocked only by Eisenhower for a 2-term period, then back to Democrats for another 8. So it stands to reason. Since 1936, the Democrats have been in charge of the high court in America. It is time for a change, isn't it? I'm going to tell you, 2019 will be a pivotal time for the Supreme Court in this country. U.S. immigration came in at number 6 on the list because of what's going on at the southern border and the battle over the wall as we continue with this partial government shutdown, which to date has not affected me at all. It's been 9 days now. It hasn't affected me at all. I don't know what the impact is on you, but to me, it's almost something you would never notice. Now, of course, if you work for the government, one of the agencies affected, yes, you'll notice, and yes, it could affect your paycheck, but historically speaking, you always get paid and everybody always gets paid. Always. Always. There could be a delay in your paycheck, yes, and I appreciate the pressure that can put on people. However, the pressure put on a country by an invasion of illegal aliens coming in is more significant, I believe, than a short-term partial government shutdown. I think if it gets us to the table where we can have a negotiation where you can finally deal with DACA and Dreamers and everything else and get it all taken care of and put a big bow on it, then that's the right thing to do. The right thing to do. All right, number 5 on the list before we take a break, U.S. midterm elections. Donald Trump on the minds of many voters. Democrats managed to flip 40 seats just about in the House of Representatives. Still one seat, I guess, up for discussion. But the Republicans boosted their lead in the United States Senate. They have a 53-47 edge for the next session of Congress. So mixed results, to say the least, out of the midterm elections. Democrats would like you to believe that there was a blue wave, and there was of sorts. They picked up half a dozen governor's houses, including right here in Michigan. Governor Whitmer is set to take over tomorrow. And we'll see where that takes us as you have a separated split decision because the Republicans maintain control of the state House and state Senate, but there will be a Democrat in the governor's mansion. What will that mean going forward? Hopefully compromise. Hopefully we'll get some things done around here. 14 after, it's the Steve Gruber Show on New Year's Eve.
Get your free water test today from Wolverine Water Systems. Are you tired of the way your water looks, tastes, or smells? With decades of experience, Wolverine Water can manage your situation no matter what the problem. And every single Wolverine Water System is made right here in Michigan because we're locally owned and operated. Wolverine offers a variety of systems to guarantee we meet your water needs. Get your free water test today from Wolverine Water by logging on to WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Come on, hit a homer, Jesse.
Let's go, guys.
Hey, did you guys know that kids who play sports earn more money when they grow up?
Of course. I knew that.
Hey, did you guys know that kids who read books have a bigger vocabulary?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wow, jinx. Did you guys know that friendly children have more friends?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true. I knew that. Did you guys know that winter babies are better at music?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Pretty obvious.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Obvious.
Oh, hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
Huh, I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure I knew that.
I'm pretty sure you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I don't know how to talk like a parent. Don't make me come back there. You see what I mean? It's pretty awful. Try it again. Don't make me come back there. Now that's pretty good. That one kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.